Hey guys, how you doing tonight? Tonight I have my lovely wife Toni with me.
Hi.
Hey, Toni, are you excited about this one?
Yep.
Good. You're getting good at this. We should do it more often.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
I know. You should do it. Okay, so today we're going to do a blind of these four still strengths or high proofs. So high proof still strength. All kind of the same thing though. And I think you enjoy Blancos more than I think tonight you're going to dig it. I actually know what yours are, and you know which one mine are.
Yes.
Now, because I drink a lot of tequila and forget, I wrote them down.
Well, I wrote them down.
No, oh, you wrote them down too, even though you don't drink a lot of tequila and forget?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I do forget.
Tequila turns off my record button. I think it does yours too.
Like, yes.
At a certain amount, just no more record button. Which one of these tequilas do you think you already like the best?
I'm kind of thinking the Tao.
Yeah.
Is what I'm liking the best. But it's been a bit since I've had any of them.
So. I think the last time you had Tao, we were probably at 1414 with Sergio Cruz. And they broke this out and we were blown away. So I'm going to say the same. I believe that Tao is my favorite. That Fortaleza is my second favorite. Siete Leguas my third favorite. And Lala would be number four.
Gotcha. Don't know.
Don't drink them enough to know all of that. Do you just know you like this one? So should we start at the inside and work our way out?
Sure.
Okay. Let's just fire up this first one.
We may not be tasting the same one.
No. Well, it would be really random.
That'd be so
weird. Oh, that'd be weird. That'd be like when you and I put on the same color clothes.
Which is always.
Yeah, we do that a lot. This one smells good. Well, you can taste it right away. Or you can smell it.
I'm not a fan of that.
Okay, I think I know what that is. It has a nice sweetness, not like a super amount of agave. So I think I know what that one is. Did you like yours? What's it taste like? Do you get any agave flavor or anything?
No, I taste the Band-Aid flavor.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get that? And I never get that in tequila.
I don't know.
I think you're looking for it.
No.
Okay.
I was ready for it to be sweet.
Okay, well, let's do the second one. Let's see what the second one would be. This one has more smell.
I like the smell of this one.
You do? Now, what I thought the first one was, I think the second one is. Dang it.
I taste like a spearmint.
Spearmint. That's a great finish flavor for me.
Yeah, it was good.
I don't get any spearmint in this one. This one, I'm not getting I get agave. I'm getting a really tingly finish, and I'm getting more muted flavor than what I would expect.
What's that mean?
It's just not as flavorful. So it changed what my thought of which one this one is now. And I went back to the first one. Like, go back to your first one and taste it again. And then that kind of changes maybe what your opinion of the first one was.
Nope.
Wow, I can't believe that.
That's a strong one.
I know what that one is, too. Okay, ready for the third one? I like the smell of this one.
This one barely has any. I can't smell it.
This one has a better mouth feel. It has a lot more agave flavor. I get a little bit of citrus in it. It's a little bit sweeter. That this glass has Peyronie's disease.
Is it tipping?
Yeah, it's tipping a little bit.
Can't see it on the camera.
Okay, that's the best one so far.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like number one, number two, number three for me. What do you got that one?
I don't know. A lot of flavor up front, but then not so much in the end.
Does it have like a hot finish or does it just go away?
Just goes away.
Huh. How about that? I wonder if the food we ate right before we did this.
I just was going to say, did what I ate, which was just fish and asparagus.
We had halibut and asparagus.
And onions.
And onions. I don't know. It definitely has changed. Like, they don't taste like I normally would taste tasting these straight up. So let's do this last one here. Okay, this one's really good. So, is it weird that I know which one I want them to be? You get so excited about a brand.
Yeah.
And then you so want that one to be the one that's the best one. Yeah. But then now you're tasting them blind and you don't know. And it changes what your mind is doing. Like, I'm trying to figure out which one it is because I want to like it the best. And,
don't do that.
Well, it doesn't matter because you still got to figure out the flavor. So number one, number two, number three, number four. Now, we got to do the same thing, but I think we should taste back through them a little bit.
That's what I just was doing.
Okay, so I'm going to do that again too. Changed a little bit. We probably should have put some water in between. This one really heated up in the finish. Did your finish get hotter?
Yeah, this one? Yes.
I mean, I don't know about that one. I'm saying this one, my finish got really super hot.
Like, it's still going? Yeah.
Yeah, still going, still long. So I like that. I don't know if it is the combo of them, maybe.
I'm going to say one, two, probably three, folks, what I'm going to say.
Wow. Only because I know what those are. Leave it like that so we remember. Let's just do a quick taste through all of them one more time.
Okay.
And make sure that you're...
All of these cups.
They are all a little bent. We got our glasses from bentcarrot.com. If you don't know what that is, Google bentcarrot.com.
Yeah, advertising.
I know what that one is. And I really like this one. So that's very good. I'm pretty sure. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them in front of one. I think that'll mess you up, though, won't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely number two. Definitely number one. This one's hot. That one is really hotter. This has the least amount of like flavor, and it's the hottest one. And this one's really easy to drink with a nice finish. Okay.
You do yours.
You want me to say what I think they are, and then you tell me what they are?
Well, yes.
Okay, so...
And tell me what's your favorite one.
Number one is this one, and I think this one is Tao. Damn, what is it?
Siete Leguas.
Siete Leguas. That's Siete Leguas for the win. That's awesome. So this one, I feel like, was Fortaleza.
Is that your sauce?
Yes, Fortaleza. This one, I feel it was Lalo. So this one must be Tao.
Yes.
Okay, which makes sense how that one, like, heated up big time in the finish. So Siete Leguas for the freaking win here for me. That tells you how good that tequila is. That's really good. And I really thought it was Tao because of some of the flavor profiles that I picked up out of it. But for some reason tonight, I usually get, like, this pine flavor out of the Tao. Remember how it was junipery? And maybe my sinuses are a little off or something. I'm not picking that up because I don't get it. Do you?
Sure.
Go back through them and look for a pine.
I felt this one felt was pine.
But that was also the one you felt was smoky. Band-Aid.
Band-Aid. But now I taste pine.
Okay.
I taste Band-Aid. But I would say.
So tell me which one's number one. One's your favorite?
Well, at first was going to say this was one.
Okay.
But then when I went back through, I was like, this was one.
Okay. So this one's number one.
Yes. And then this was two.
Okay. That's number two. So pull it out this way. So one, two.
And then three, four.
So this one's number three and this one's four.
Yes.
Okay. So you picked for number one, Fortaleza. This one's number two. Yes. Siete Leguas. Number three, Lalo. And number four,
so the one I thought I would like.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And isn't it funny that at first you totally
didn't
pushed
like this. Yeah.
Fortaleza out? But as it opened up and you tasted it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does have a great flavor.
And this was Tao. I'm going to see if I taste pine.
Yeah. I went back to look for the pine.
Nope.
Still don't get it. Yeah.
Weird. I think I do smell it.
I definitely pick up a bigger finish in it. It has a much warmer finish at the end.
Yeah.
So are any of these ones that you wouldn't drink?
No.
So fantastic. So thanks for tuning in and checking out a blind taste testing of these four. Thank you for the person who asked me to do a blind of this Siete Leguas High Proof. And I'm sure we'll come back with another video.
See ya.
See ya. Have a great night. Cheers. Cheers, babe. Go ahead and blend them all together. I finished one of mine. So blend those three together. We're going to do a little blend here.
Three or four?
Well, I have finished my, I only had three left. You have four.
Yeah.
So put that one in there and then let's cheers to a blend of great high proofs. That's pretty good stuff.
That
isn't
is.
It? Yeah. It seems like whenever you blend them together, they're all great. Exactly. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great night.